you're listening to Pūrako, the 2024 Youth Week podcast series, where we aim to capture the voice and identity of Horowhenua's rangatahi. And today we have Arlo. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Arlo. I'm 17, and yeah, that's where I live.
Awesome. Do you go to school?
Yes, I go to school at Te Kura, which is online correspondence school. And it's my first year doing that, but it's really cool, and it's a lot different from in-person school, but I'm really preferring it.
What do you find is the main difference between correspondence and in-person school?
Well, you know, the structure is kind of the same. We've got, if this is your class, you've got, you know, you still have to do the same amount of work for English and maths and all that kind of stuff, but I feel like you can be a lot more productive with Te Kura. Yeah, one of the main differences with correspondence versus in-person is the amount of time it takes you to complete something. Like in an hour class in in-person school, about 45 minutes of it is mucking around with everyone else, saying hi, unpacking all your stuff, packing it up again at the end of the class, the teacher explaining what's happening and trying to get everyone to focus, everyone to understand and on the same page. But an hour of online school is actually an hour of dedicated work, you know, because you're in your own space and then you can take your time to understand things, but you don't have to wait for everyone else to understand.
Yeah.
And then you can just get it done, and if you're stuck on something, you can take your time to email your teacher or Google it, or, you know, look at the resources and stuff like that. And I just think it's a lot more productive to people who want to learn. Because at school, lots of people, in-person school, lots of people are there because they have to.
Do you like miss having, like, seeing friends every single day or spending time with people, or do you prefer to be at home, like, are you more of a homebody?
Yeah, one of the reasons in-person school wasn't working out was because of, like, difficulty with other people. Just, you know, I had lots of people who I enjoyed spending time with, but there was also a lot of negativity, and it just wasn't a super supportive environment to go to every day. But I do miss, like, kind of having, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like obligated friends.
Oh yeah.
Like you're in the same space, and it's not like you're just hanging out after school. It's like, we're here together, we may as well kind of be friends. I think it's a lot easier to be friends with people in that way rather than going, do you want to hang out with me? And then you're kind of just like sitting there like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And then I feel like work is kind where you similar. Have those friends.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe it's easier because you've got a shared interest, kind of.
Yeah.
And the interest is work. But
yeah. Do you have a job?
No, I don't have a job. I want to be a librarian.
Do you want to go through university and do that? Or are you thinking of trying to get a job at the library first and get work experience from there?
Yeah, so I worked at my school's library while I was still in person, and I really enjoyed working there. And so I'm hoping, like, if I'm able to volunteer or get work experience at my local library, that would be awesome. But if not, I was looking at either doing a post-grad, because they offer that, or I could do like the level 3 or 4 course just separately. But it depends. I haven't kind of thought about what I want, like if I'd go to uni, what my degree would be to get the post-grad, you know, to do that afterwards.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends, because if I don't have something, like, I might want to do art history, or I might just do a full degree of librarian studies and then do a different post-grad or no post-grad.
Yeah.
So
How long has your family lived in the Horowhenua?
We've lived here for about 5 years. And I know that because we adopted a kitten from the SPCA and she's 5 years old and we got her when we came here. So.
Okay. Where did you live beforehand?
We lived in Tauranga.
Okay.
And that kind of for like a year. And then before that we were in Australia. And then before that we were in, yeah, Seychelles, Rotorua, all the different...
Yeah,
when
so
I was
cool.
a baby though, so I can't remember anything. And I'm so sad because like the first 5 years of my life, my family was traveling everywhere, but I can't remember anything. So I wish they'd just stayed for the first 10 years, and then when I was like 10 to 15, instead of being in Australia, we could have traveled and I would be able to remember.
So far, where has been your favourite place to live then? You don't need to say live in.
Yeah, I don't know actually, because like school's never really been easy, but probably my favourite school was Linuel, which is a hippie Steiner school in Australia. And that was a Steiner school. I just did a hippie Steiner school because it was very, like, it was very rainbow and you can't wear black and you can't wear TV, you can't watch TV during the week and, like, it was quite strange, but it was really, really cool because we also learned how to do knitting as part of the classes and, you know, creative stuff, and I really enjoyed that, and I really enjoyed, you know, like, we do drawing every day, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why I like being so creative and stuff, but I also wouldn't want to stay at that school for a long time because it was quite
So is that what a Steiner school is? Is it sort of alternate education?
Kind of. Steiner school is, well, to my understanding, it's more about it focuses on teaching kids how to learn.
So
it goes at the pace of each kid. And it's less about, this is what the syllabus says, and we do this, 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 this. Here's very strict testing and stuff like that. It's more about, this is how you learn. I'm going to encourage you to be creative and make mistakes and learn from those mistakes and, like, be a bit more creative. So Linuel was like that, but then it was just extra rainbows and stuff like that. So it was a bit, like, we had a... like, it was such a nice community, though. Like, sometimes it got a bit intense, because people can feel very strongly about, stuff. But, yeah, I really like that. So, probably, yeah, one of the houses that I lived in Australia would probably be my favourite, but I don't remember which one.
Okay, no, that's cool. So, did you find Levin a bit of a shock moving here, then?
I think it's kind of hard to come into a small town.
Yeah.
Like as a teenager, like if you've got little kids, it might be a bit easier because everyone grows up together. And then like by the time you're a teenager and you're coming into a high school, everyone's already formed their kind of groups and it's hard to kind of wedge yourself in there somewhere.
What does the future look like to you?
Well, in my future, I would like to live with my parents and have lots of plants and animals, and I'll have a really great job that's super fun, and I get lots and lots of money, and and I will be very, very happy and rich.
Awesome, love it.
And have lots of books. I'll have my own personal library and I'll have a little bookstore, cafe, plant store up the front because Dad likes to garden and he can do the plants and Mum loves books and she can do the books and I'll just be the manager. I'll just be the the tyrant now.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that actually.
Yeah, and we'll live in Wellington because I love I love it there. Yeah.
That's exactly the vibe Wellington has.
Yeah.
This year's theme for Youth Week is, we may not have it all together, but together we have it all. Do you have a story that reflects this, or do you sort of disagree with that statement?
Not really. I think it's a very nice saying, though.
I think
it's good, but may also not apply all the cases, but, you know, for getting the community together, definitely. Very cool. I guess it's, like, about, you know, the different strengths that people have, and you might... Like, in school, for instance, you may not be very good at math, but you're great at English, and someone else may not be very good at English, but they're great at math. So together, ta-da, genius, but separately, struggles. Yeah, my brother's like that. Like, when we were growing up, it was always like, oh, this is the... Because we're twins, so it was like...
What?
Yeah, so we're twins, and Cole is always math, computer, science, sports, and I was... creative, arts, English, writing, also a bit of sports, but now not so much. And it was kind of just very left brain, right brain. Which was very cool as well, because we were twins, like, specifically.
Yeah.
Like, if we were one person, would we have been a baby genius?
Yeah.
Or is it just because we've been split that our true potential has been...
Are you identical?
No, so it doesn't really work, but...
Okay.
Suspend belief.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Yeah, he's also like a foot taller than me, which is really rude.
I
think he did specifically to annoy me, as well as being born 2 minutes before me.
Oh.
Yeah. He did that on purpose, though, just to say that he's older than me. It's really weird that he's so tall, though, because, like, dad or mum is probably the tallest in our family, and mum's like about this, like, I'm not even taller than my mum. Sad. But
yeah,
she's like this much taller than me, and then he's like, and we all, like, everyone looks, it's like, how?
And last question, give me two slang words you use, one you think will still be in use in 10 years and one you think won't be in use in 10 years.
I think that slay is forever. Saying something, oh my god, slay. Yes, slay. I think that will stay around, maybe ironically, but it will stay around forever. I think that Riz might die.
Yep.
Gat. Doing it for put my gat for the Grizzler. I feel like that might die. Hopefully soon. Maybe bed rotting. That might be. Do you know what that is?
What's bed rotting?
Like... today, I'm just gonna bed rot.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'm bed rotting. Just gonna stay in bed all day and rot on my phone.
Ah, cool. I have the new slang.
Yeah, I feel like that, or something similar to that would be, you know, because that's gonna keep happening. Like, if you just, sometimes when you're just too tired or it's the weekend or whatever, you're just like, no, I'm gonna rot in bed today.
So you think that's gonna keep going?
Yeah, or brain rot and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like that whole, like, all the slang, like, you know.
Yeah.
The cringe. I think that will stay, maybe, because things are always cringe. Things will forever be cringe. No, this whole.
Cool.
Everything I'm saying right now is so cringe.
Good. Well, thank you very much for letting me interview you today and hanging out with me.
Shout out to my mum.